Something about a September Saturday in Victoria made the timing just right for soccer, and 4,390 fans agreed as Pacific FC and Vancouver FC battled to a 1-1 draw at Royal Athletic Park. The downtown venue was packed, the sun was out, and the game delivered enough drama to send people home wanting more. The Canadian Premier League, Corporal, table offered little in terms of playoff stakes. Pacific entered the afternoon second from the bottom, 12 points off the final playoff spot with 5 games to go. Vancouver FC, sitting last, had already been eliminated from playoff contention. Still, when the two coastal rivals meet, it is never without a sense of occasion. Vancouver struck first just before halftime. Hugo Mbonge stepped to the spot and calmly slotted a penalty past Pacific goalkeeper Sean Melvin, giving the visitors a narrow edge. It was a lead they would hold through most of the match. Hugo Mbonge scores from the penalty spot to give at Van Football Club a 1-0 lead versus at Pacific FC CPL at Royal Athletic Park in downtown Victoria. canplpick.twitter.com/iked1scdgw. 1 Soccer. At 1 Soccer, September 14, 2025. Pacific refused to go quietly. In the closing stages, fourth official Carly Shaw McLaren signaled 5 minutes of stoppage time, and the Tridents made the most of it. Caden Chung lofted a cross into the box, where Ali Ndom brought it down and buried his team-leading fifth goal of the season into the bottom corner past Callum Irving. Goal Trident sign. Ali Ndom levels the game for at Pacific FC CPL at the death. Fire. Red Circle Watch hashtag canPL on 1soccerpick.twitter.com/EVA7KDRZSD. Canadian Premier League, at CPL Soccer, September 14, 2025. The equalizer set off a roar through the grandstands, and Ndom walked away with Player of the Match honors. Melvin, who grew up in Victoria, said the late push was as much about the crowd as the team. We should be proud of coming back there. We gave the city something to cheer about there, making a spectacle of it, he said. We hope everyone loved being out here, it was a great atmosphere, on a great grass pitch. For him, the afternoon carried personal meaning. Growing up, if there was something like this here, I would have absolutely loved it, he said. Maybe the kids that came to watch here today will get a chance like this one day. Among those kids were plenty of first-time attendees, including Fernwood resident Larry Quinley. This was my first Pacific FC game, as I live in Fernwood, so the commute to Langford is a little rich for my liking, but I can easily say that if they moved to Royal Athletic Park, I would be a season ticket holder, Quinley said. For him, Saturday was as much about the atmosphere as the action. The atmosphere was amazing. I sat just 2 rows below where I sat when the U20 World Cup was here in 2007, and that brought some memories in itself, but there just isn't a bad view at this park. Quinley also pointed to the potential of the downtown sports corridor. We were really excited to get a chance to see the team in person, just down the road from our house. It could be a great sports district, with the Harbour Cats playing here regularly, and the Royals being right down the road. The two clubs have met 4 times this season, with Pacific winning once and the other 3 ending in draws. Between them, they combined for 17 goals, a reflection of the unpredictability of the derby. It seems always new with these guys, Melvin said. It always goes right to the end, a bit of chaos, but luckily we got 1 point in this one. The goalkeeper felt the Tridents had earned their share of the points. We deserved it, he said. We played fairly well, and we controlled most of it, and really happy that we gave the fans something to cheer about at the end. With slim playoff hopes still technically alive, Pacific would need to win out and get help elsewhere in the standings. For Melvin, though, the focus is on the next step. Every game still matters, he said. This shows that we're able to come back, and hopefully we can push on, and do this the next couple of games as well. Pacific will fly east for their next match, a cross-country trip to Halifax to face the Wanderers on Saturday, September 20.